hot tea for my lady?
Oh, thanks, sweetie. With the wedding coming up, what do you think about the two of us taking dance lessons?
What are you talking about? I'm already a fine dancer. Some might say dancing machine.
Well, I do love the Mike Biggs signature sidestep, sidestep air punch.
Call that my rock'em sock'em robot. I've been known to clear a dance floor with that thing.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. Oh, you too.
Hey, I throw in a couple of hitchhikes every now and then.
Give me a little fries with that shake.
If you have a dollar, I'll give you a lap dance.
Bring it on, cinnamon britches.
I'm just doing this to work my way through college. Hitachi to Toshi.
You guys are so cute. Aren't they cute?
Adorable.
Guys, this is Dylan.
Nice to meet you.
Mr. Flynn? Mrs. Flynn?
Hi.
No, sweetie, this is Mike and Molly.
Right. My parents are Eileen and Gary.
Well, it seems like Eileen and Gary did a very good job. Where did you two meet?
Gas station.
Oh. Work at the gas station?
I wish.
Talk to you in the kitchen.
Sure. Be right back, baby.
Make yourself, we'll be right back.
Want to sit down?
Sure.
Can you pick up some weirdo at the gas station and bring him into our home? He's not a weirdo. He's a musician.
So, you're a musician.
Yep.
You don't know anything about this guy. For all you know, he could be a serial killer. Serial killers don't offer to clean your windshield and tell you you're hot. Yes, yes, they do.
You're not a serial killer, are you?
Nope.
I only ask because of your Manson-esque quality.
It's cool. I get that a lot.
Hey, be quiet. He thinks I'm jailbait.
Hey, let me ask your opinion as a musician. You think I need to take dance lessons?
That depends. Are you dancing now?
You just don't get it because I'm blowing your mind.
Of me, and I got 3 hours of sleep last night.
When did Victoria and the Missing Link finally stop doing it?
A little after four. That's the last time I heard, oh, yeah, right there, baby.
Well, I could do it for that long, too. I just think you can make your point in far less time.
Let me tell you something. Last night's noisy booty booty bang bang was a dig at me. When she knocked over that lamp, come on, so cliche.
No, I'm capable of pulling an all-nighter, too. It's just that you're so darn sexy. It's like holding in a sneeze.
Good morning, Mike. And only Mike.
Morning. Sugar?
Mm. Oh, yeah. There it is. Ah, oh, that's the sweet stuff. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did Dylan and I keep you up last night?
No, we slept like babies right after we made love.
For an appropriate amount of time.
So what time did Prince Charming finally skateboard back to the mobile station?
For your information, he's still here.
Well, you need to get him out because we're all going to work.
He can leave when he gets up.
No, we cannot leave a stranger alone in this house. What if he steals from us?
Dylan is not a thief.
How would you know that?
Because he doesn't have anything. A thief would have all sorts of stuff.
She's got you there. I should go.
Bye, sweetie.
Have a good day, Mike. And only Mike.
Scared. worried the way those girls were going at it. Normally, it's a very peaceful household, but things started to get pretty hot.
You talking about hair pulling, nail scratching, and nipple twisting?
What? No, they were just arguing.
Oh, then you and I have very different ideas of what hot is, my friend.
By the way, I can't make it tonight. Molly and I have plans.
Man, it's roller derby night. Foxy chicks on skates. Like a fool sitting there by myself.
Sorry, Molly wants us to be all graceful for the wedding, so she signed us up for dance classes.
You taking dance classes? Can I go watch that? That sounds way better than roller derby.
And I'm guessing twice as many women will be knocked down.
I don't know why I have to take these stupid classes. For a big man, I'm actually very light on my feet.
Yeah, I think your feet would have a different opinion.
Hey, I can fake my way through 2 minutes of slow dancing at my wedding.
I think I'm gonna have to side with Molly on this one. It's your first dance and all eyes on you.
And not to mention video cameras and cell phones.
Yeah, that stuff gets on the internet, and for the next 20 years, people are gonna be Googling fat guy backs in the wedding cake.
Although, it will never be as funny as fat cop chases hat.
Can't believe you put that on YouTube.
Hey, I made you famous. As of last week, that thing was up to 100,000 hits. You're beating the masturbating kangaroo. Oh.
Great, it's gone. Your boyfriend stole my iPod.
Think it through, Molly. If he was gonna steal from us, why would he have borrowed money too?
Well, if you're planning on sleeping with him again, you're gonna do it at his place.
I can't stay at his place. They don't allow women at the halfway house.
Molly, now back off. Yes, your sister has a faulty picker. But we don't know for sure that this particular dirtbag is a thief.
Thank you, Mom.
Fine, let's pretend that we haven't lost several major appliances after one of Victoria's conjugal visits.
Yeah, I do miss that margarita machine. My nightstand looks naked without it.
But what kind of a grown man wants a bread maker?
The kind of man that likes to bake fresh bread for his wife and children.
Sweetie, maybe you should think about a more thorough screening process for your fellas.
You always take her side because you think she's the smart one.
Boyfriends of stealing? Why don't you ask your boyfriend what happened to all my pudding cups?
Uh-oh. Sorry about your pudding. Maybe you could hide them better.
She's such a know-it-all. How do you put up with her?
The fact that she has sex with me buys her a lot of goodwill.
So sick of her telling me what to do?
I realize sometimes she can come off like kind of a pit bull, but just remember it's coming from a very caring place.
Neither of them like anybody I bring home. Doesn't matter if it's an unemployed drummer or a married orthodontist who likes bread.
Well, as long as you're living with your mom and your sister, they're always going to be looking out for the baby and the family.
But I'm not a baby.
I know. You're a beautiful girl with a wonderful, trusting nature, but a lot of guys will take advantage of that.
I lead with my heart, Mike. And my breasts. My breasts are on top, so they kind of get there first.
Maybe if you didn't baby her all the time, she wouldn't act so immature.
Well, maybe if you had sense enough to hide your things when there are strangers in the house, you'd still have your iPod.
Oh, great. So now it's my fault because I didn't hide my belongings in my own house.
Molly, give me a break. I'm trying to get drunk here.
Victoria's outside and she's pretty upset.
Oh, really? She's upset?
Yeah, crying and everything. So maybe you ladies could just, I don't know, maybe cut the poor kid a little slack.
Listen, buddy, don't come waltzing into my house and tell me how to run things.
Speaking of waltzing, I'm taking dance classes.
You should be taking shut-your-pie-hole classes.
Mom!
I don't don't need you telling me how to raise my girls. Stick to the areas you know best, the cupboard and the fridge.
Wow, gun to a knife fight.
Mom, that is my fiancé and a member of this family, and you should be a little bit more considerate of his feelings.
Oh, we're being considerate now. Well, maybe someone should consider locking the bathroom door if they're going to weigh themselves buck naked.
It's really the only way to get an accurate reading. My underwear alone weighs almost 2 pounds.
Two, three. Heads high, eyes on your partner.
I had to be the responsible one in that house my entire life. I mean, it's not fair. Do you think it's fair?
I don't know.
Well, don't you have an opinion?
No, ma'am, I do not.
Why not?
Because that pie hole comment kind of knocked the marbles out of my bag. One, two, three. Two, two, three.
Eyes up.
How am I supposed to know what my feet are doing?
I'm the only adult living there. I mean, I have to make sure the bills get paid. I have to maintain the house and work a full-time job. And if it wasn't for me, those two would be living in a dumpster fighting cats for chicken bones.
Eyes up.
Yeah, I got it. I'm going to dry call Chet Broad.
You know what? I'm done being the responsible one. They can live their lives however they want. You have a different man every night, wine glasses in the shower. I don't care anymore. They think I'm too controlling. Well, no more.
So you think maybe I could leave for a little while?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Hey, you know what would be a great first dance at the wedding? The limbo.
You can't do the limbo.
Doesn't matter. Bride and groom hold the stick.
There you are. Well, while you've been out dancing the night away, your sister's upstairs packing to move out.
What? That's horrible.
Please, she threatens to move out once a month.
She packed her bong.
All right, I'll go talk to her.
What family doesn't have its share of drama, huh?
Pie hole.
Got it.
Wow, you actually got moving boxes this time. Not your normal stomping down the stairs, carrying a pair of shoes and a diaphragm.
Thank you for reminding me.
Come on, I know you're doing this just to get back at me.
No, I'm not. You don't know everything. See? Here's your stupid iPod.
What are you doing with it?
Thought it was my lighter. So who's the idiot now?
You know, none of this would have happened if Molly hadn't given Victoria such a hard time about that creepy boy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that Molly hasn't brought home her fair share of losers. No offense.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, either add to the conversation or go wait in the garage with all the other tools.
You really want my opinion? Because you know it's going to come out of my pie hole.
Spill it.
All right. I think Molly might be a bit overprotective of her sister because sometimes you're kind of more of a friend than a parent.
You calling me a bad mother?
No, I'm calling you a good friend.
Let me tell you something. There's one parent in this house, and you're looking at her.
Look, I didn't mean to.
All I hear is, Mommy, I need this. Mommy, I need that. Mommy, can I borrow $2,800?
Wow, Victoria owes you $2,800?
No, the smart one does.
Oh, come on, Victoria, stop this. You know, I love you, and I just want what's best for you.
Well, then you need to let this eagle soar.
I am not trying to keep you from soaring. I'm trying to keep you from flying into a homeless shelter.
I have to move out of here, or you'll never treat me like an adult.
That's not true. I just want you to make smarter choices.
Molly, the smart choices are not always the right choices.
Yeah, they kind of are.
Here we go. It's just like Mike said, you're a pit bull, and I gotta get as far away from you as I can.
Mike said that?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you something. If I had a dollar for every time Molly wanted to borrow money from me, she'd want to borrow that, too.
All right, Victoria's moving out. Mike, why don't you help her, since this was your brilliant idea?
What?
You told my baby to move out?
God, no.
Oh, don't remember telling the eagle to soar, huh?
How about calling your fiancé a pit bull?
Now, before you see it as a bad thing, pit bulls are actually sweet, loving dogs. It's the owners who make them mean.
Is that another shot at how I raised my kids?
God, no.
Mom, I love you, but I have to do this. It's the only way, right, Mike?
Oh, look, Corey. This is about our conversation on the front porch. You shouldn't pay any attention to me. I really got my head up my ass.
And it sure fit. And why are you listening to him in the first place? Contrary to popular opinion, Molly, I'm the parent in this house.
You told her what I said!
Look, some people aren't good with secrets. Some people aren't good with money.
Pay you back with our wedding money.
Wait, you're already spending our wedding money?
Mike, now is not the time. And I don't appreciate you gossiping about me to my fiancé.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mommy. Are you going to send me to bed without any supper?
What difference would it make? You drink your dinner anyway.
Hey, I am the one moving out. This is supposed to be about me.
See, I told you, it's all for show.
Oh, I know that, but a good mother fakes concerns.
Stop it. You're tearing me apart.
And just so you know, I've had exactly 2 glasses of wine.
Those aren't glasses, they're aquariums with stems.
Hey, if it wasn't for the wine, the 2 of you wouldn't even be here.
Yeah, but the way you drank, I should have 15 sisters.
Don't worry, Molly, you'd still be the smart one.
Why do we even have a lamp thing?
I can't go back in there, Carl. I've made a mess of things, and 2 of them have seen me wet and naked.
A lot of victims in that scenario. But look, this is the life you've chosen, so suck it up and get in that house.
Will you come in with me?
Hell no.
Can I come home with you?
Man, cowardice has not become you. This is what being in a relationship is all about. You know, you're not just marrying her, you're marrying all 3 of them crazy bitches.
What happened to my life? I'm living in a nut house. I got a shower and a jock strap, and dance class was the highlight of my week.
You're also going to get to spend the rest of your life with the woman that you love. And yeah, there's going to be some ups and downs, but all in all, you're 1 lucky man.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So strap on your helmet, cover your nuts, and belly crawl to the bedroom.
I'll see you tomorrow.
I really hope so.
Grabbed a couple of beers with Carl.
Mom and Victoria made some Rice Krispie treats if you want a little dessert.
Sure. So, Everything's good? Everybody's staying?
Of course. Where would anybody be going?
Okay. I'm going to grab one of those Rice Krispie treats.
Oh, have as many as you want.
You enjoy.
What kind of game are they playing?